за вашу волю. Круг містечка, берестечка на чотири милі. Мене вчора козаченьки своїм кругом вкрили.
Morgana with Alexei Kerekesha on vocals and Zelenaya Pole, Green Fields. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, Pokrinske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have Victor's Vignettes, taking another look at life, the schizophrenic life of the former Soviet Union. As well, we have a book review by a Victoria author on the conflict in Ukraine that will explain everything that's going on there. As well, we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, we have Antin Mukhatsky channeling a bit of Alan Jackson with Chupilka.
Та й супой широкий, розляглось під вербами село Чопілки. Там і грають блюзі хлопці одинокі, і серце моє крають вишньоокі дівки. Ввечері у п'ятницю прийду з роботи, скину я спитівку та керзоні боти. Чуб на бріоліню, діну джинси левіс, буду рвати струни, наче справжній Елвіс. А хтось у Київ пнеться, та й покращу долю, а мені миліші ці квітом криті балки. І співає моє серце, наче птиця на волі, серце я залишив у селі Чопілки. моя Волга до Чепілків лишилось недовго. Знаю, суміш вибухова, наче той толуол. Пиво, кохання та рок-н-рол. Ввечері у п'ятницю прийду з роботи, скину я спецівку та керзові боти. Чуп на бріолінь, втіну джинси левіс, буду рвати струни, наче справжній Еліс. А хтось у Київ пнеться, та й покращу долю, а мені миліші ціки та укриті балки. І співає моє серце, наче птиця на волі, серце я залишив у селі Чателки. Та й покращу долю, а мені миліші ці квітом криті балки. І співає моє серце, наче птиця на волі. Серце я залишив у селі Чопілки. Своє серце я залишив у селі Чопілки.
Want to listen to Nash Holos without using your web browser? Well, it's very easy. Download Stitcher Smart Radio for iPhone and Android.
Get your weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $95. That's $95 for a weekend pass to this cultural extravaganza in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 4th to 6th. CNUF is loaded with Ukrainian culture at its finest, featuring 3 days of music, dancing, food, and fun. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, Dauphin, Manitoba. See CNUF.ca for updates and like Canada's National Ukrainian Festival on Facebook.
Zydeco twist on a traditional Ukrainian folk song that was performed by Kalena from Winnipeg from their CD Seam 7, and that was Stezhichko Moya Zydeco, My Destiny. We're going to keep up the fast pace, so don't take off those dancing boots just yet. We've got Zhito next from Calgary and Ivanku. Johnny.
Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine, by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I'm Stanislav Nastenko in Vancouver, Canada. Here are three classic Soviet myths from the old days and how we viewed them. Myth number one. Русские, белорусы, украинцы, братья навек. That is, for three peoples, Russians, Belarusians, and Ukrainians are the brothers forever. The difference between these three peoples were evident long ago, as far back as the 17th century. And the reason was rather important – private property. Russian and Belarusian agricultural workers believed in community ownership of land, which ended in 1917 when the Bolsheviks nationalized, and quite easily, I might add. Ukrainians, however, have always strongly believed in private ownership, which was more often than not a double-edged sword. Because if the rich farmland had the potential to bring the Ukrainian people prosperity, it did not bring them peace. Foreign occupiers coveted those resources for themselves, leading to centuries of war. It also led to mass immigration. People would rather leave the only home they ever known than hand over their property to thieves and robbers claiming to represent the common good. So could there ever be any kind of damned brotherhood? Myth number two. Два мира, два образа жизни, which is Russian for two worlds, two ways of life. In the early years of Soviet state, some people really did believe the two opposite worlds exist on the globe. The socialist world, a fabulous paradise on earth, also known as utopia, and the capitalist world, the land of all evil. Eventually, it became clear that just as we struggled to eke out a living in the reality of our socialist utopia, so too did many people struggle in the evil capitalist world. The difference was that asylum seekers from Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and everywhere fled not to the USSR or other communist utopias, but to the capitalist world. Funny that. Miss number 3, Советская значит отличная, which is Russian for Soviet means excellent. Soviet spaceship and weapons are perfect, or so the propaganda claimed, but who could say it wasn't? The average person knew nothing on the details of the space program. It was all hush-hush, top secret. But consumer goods and services for the average person, it was no secret that they could have been much better, to put it mildly. So, quality for everybody was definitely not an achievement of the USSR. The state may have claimed that Soviet means excellent, but we, the people, knew it means nothing. In post-Soviet times, that sense of life divided did not disappear. Here are some of the latest terms describing the dual nature of former Soviet citizen that have now become commonplace. The term Sovok first appeared in late 1980s. Idiomatically, it's rather a loaded term. Its literal meaning is a tool for scooping litter. The state of the USSR after the collapse was like a fire in a brothel, which means a total mess with only some residual bad habits surviving. Internal ties between all the former Soviet republics also collapsed. So, since the USSR no longer existed, someone gave the nickname Sovok to the Soviet Union, Советский Союз in Russian. And all the unpleasant, unsavory aspects of life during that time. The term Vatnik is much more recent, dating back to 2014. The literal meaning is a coarse cotton quilted jacket that was worn in Stalin prisons and later in the streets. Idiomatically, Vatnik means a person who is mentally stuck in the past, praising Stalin and Putin and wishing to return back to USSR. In other words, a person with cotton wool in his head, vata, instead of brain. To my surprise and dismay, there are many Vatniks around us, from ordinary people to high-ranked officials. They still straddle two different worlds, but it's not even clear what even separates them. And also, one more expression. It may come as motto, as slogan, or hashtag. However, it is unprecedented because nothing of this kind ever happened before. This word is Krimnash. Literally, it means Crimea belonged to us. Idiomatically, for Russian chauvinist, it means our leader is so cool. He disregards the law and constitutions of sovereign countries. We are able to conquer any land from Earth to Mars. Our natural resources are enormously rich, and evil capitalists, led by the USA, want to capture them. All people must fear our power. We are the greatest. Some people use this word for humorous definition, for example, saying those guys are a complete criminage, actually means they are Vatniks and xenophobes. It is also used as a geographical name, as in some events happened at Krimnash, let me tell you. Sometimes it used to define the community. Krimnashists is synonym with the world fascists. Former elder brothers, damn them. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcript and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashgolos.com. I'm Stanislav Nastenko in Vancouver, Canada. Until next time.
Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Hudaki Village Band from Ukraine with a traditional Ukrainian woodcutter's dance from the Hutsul Mountains, the Otakon. Coming up next, Another blast from the past. This is by a group called Smerichka and Povio Viter Stepove. The wind blows across the steppes.
Хлопець молодий, його лишень кохати. Він впав, мов той сухий листок, по вік буде лежати. Він впав, мов той сухий листок, по вік буде лежати. Тить гором з чужих сторон, та й жалібненько кряче. Вставай, козаче молодий, твоя дівчина плаче. Вставай, козаче молодий, твоя дівчина плаче, заплаче мати не одна, заплаче чорнобрива, бо не одного козака сира земля накрила, бо не одного козака.
Знайся мені, звідки в тебе ті чари, я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах ти чар зілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір. Бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода синих. Бачу я тебе в снах, у дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках ти приходиш до мене, і не треба нести мені квітку надій. Подавно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина тільки. Бістрая вода синих гір. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бістрая. Страя вода синих гір, то є бистрая вода синих гір, то є бистрая вода синих гір.
Кучери, 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 я в чистанці. Кучери, кучери, кучери. молода, стояла, думала, це одночка молода, це одночка молода. Ой, на горі цігани стояли, ой, на горі цігани стояли, стояла, думала, це одночка молода, стояла, думала, це одночка молода, це одночка молода.
And some Saskatchewan talent for you there. That was the Voloshky Trio with Fantasia, a medley of Ukrainian folk songs, and before her, Teresa Sukirka, an up-and-coming Canadian jazz singer who put out a CD called Ukrainian Roots. And that was Chervona Ruta, the Red Rue. Coming up next, a group from Toronto now, and this is Nové Pokolenie, New Generation, with Mudry Solomon, Wise or Not Solomon.
Прислівся мені сон, я був мудрий Соломон, я 15 жінок мав, та чи других зачіпав, я 15 жінок мав, та чи других зачіпав. Кого були гарні доні, я про собі по законі. О, такими будь закон, я був мудрий Соломон. О, такими будь закон, я був мудрий Соломон. Всі жінки мене любили, ми з тобою добре жили. О, такими будь закон, я був мудрий Соломон. Справляв Христини, варив юшку з баранини. О, такими будь закон, я був мудрий Соломон. О, такими будь закон, я був мудрий Соломон. Кожна жінка протинила, як усі не до. Я помню.
Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Welcome to Knižka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knižka Corner, we will be discussing Serhii Yakelchuk's new book, The Conflict in Ukraine, What Everyone Needs to Know. Serhii Yakelchuk's book is dedicated to the memory of his mother-in-law, Anna Yeremina, an ethnic Russian patriot of Ukraine. Even though she was a Russian speaker, Anna carefully followed the news about the conflict in Ukraine at her home in Kyiv until her very last day in 2014. Her intense Ukrainian patriotism was the inspiration for this book, which focuses on Ukraine's complex national and civic identity. Yakelchuk does not shy away from the complex realities of Ukraine. The very first section of his opening chapter asks the question, what is the Maidan, and what made it top news around the world? He explains the history of Kyiv's main plaza, Maidan Nezalezhnosti, Independence Square, as the focus of three rounds of protest which changed Ukraine's history forever. Student protests in 1990, before the fall of the Soviet Union, established the square as a protest venue. In 2004-2005, the Orange Revolution protested a rigged presidential election and resulted in the election of President Yushchenko, who had been poisoned by his political enemies. Finally, in 2013, a protest against the government's rejection of an association agreement with the European Union resulted in the impeachment of President Yanukovych, who later abandoned his country and fled to Russia. This led to new elections and the formation of an interim government in 2014. This relatively short book gives readers a great deal of detail about the history, geography, and political situation of Ukraine. After giving an overview of recent developments, including the annexation of Crimea by Russia and fighting in eastern Ukraine in the first chapter, the author goes on to prehistoric times to describe the genesis of these recent events. Subsequent chapters include The Land and the People, The Making of Modern Ukraine, Ukraine After Communism, The Orange Revolution and the Euromaidan, Russia's Annexation of the Crimea and the War in Donbass, and Building a New Ukraine in a Globalized World. Based on solid historical research, the conflict in Ukraine should be required reading for anyone interested in global issues in Eastern Europe. Yakelchuk's footnotes and bibliography, as well as his comprehensive chronology at the beginning of the book, speak to his commitment to presenting an accurate and realistic picture of the political situation in Ukraine. As a victim of Vladimir Putin's aggressive foreign policy, Ukraine finds itself in the midst of a war to defend its independence in the face of Russia's annexation of Crimea and brutal attacks by Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. Clearly, Putin and his government see Ukraine as a crucial battleground in Russia's historical struggle with the West and as a place where Russia must take the last stand. The conflict in Ukraine reveals that the current situation is not only a fight against Russian expansionism, but it is also a fight for the very soul of Ukraine. Against domestic corruption, bureaucratic incompetence, and financial mismanagement, Putin's accusations of domestic strife in Ukraine, based on ethnic hatred, are refuted by the author. He bluntly states that both Ukrainian-speaking and Russian-speaking Ukrainians are fighting against the separatists in Donbas. In fact, this conflict has increased Ukrainian civic pride and determination to retain its independence from Moscow and to restore its territorial integrity. The resolution to the conflict in Ukraine will not be easy, as can be seen in the final words of the book. The conflict can only be resolved in a wider international framework. Local peacekeeping in Ukraine is a global issue. Dr. Serhiy Yakelchik received his BA from Kyiv University and an MA from the Ukrainian Academy of Sciences. He studied in Australia before coming to Canada in 1995 to do his PhD at the University of Alberta. He is currently teaching at the University of Victoria in British Columbia. He has written articles for periodicals such as Origins, Current Events in Historical Perspective, Perspectives on Europe, and The Washington Post. His books include Stalin's Citizens, Everyday Politics in the Wake of Total War, Ukraine, Birth of a Modern Nation, and Stalin's Empire of Memory, Russian-Ukrainian Relations in the Soviet Historical Imagination. The conflict in Ukraine, What Everyone Needs to Know, is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Second CD Variances, that was Paris to Kyiv from Winnipeg with a song simply called Dance One. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page. Нажами всім чела нашу програму, пора не прощатися на щодень тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Той, що комусь завидує, нічого з того не скористає. And our proverb of the week translates as, he who is envious of another never gains anything. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us to the end of our program, we have the Ukrainian Prairie Band from the Fraser Valley, and the classic Who Stole the Kishka? I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.
Someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka. Who stole the kishka from the butcher shop? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone call the cops. Fat and round and firmly packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back. Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone bring it back. You can take my pierogi, but give me back the kishka. Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone bring it back. Yasha found the kishka. Yasha found the kishka. Yasha found the kishka, and he hung it on the rack. He found the kishka. He found the kishka, he found the kishka, we also brought it back.